Craig Neiman is the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, and he's with us now as we look at what's happening in the Shire. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. Now, the voting for candidates, I know at the moment it's sort of just in the counting stage, but just a quick overview how that actually works.
Yeah, so all the ballot papers are received by the Victoria Electoral Commission. They all had a little coloured tag on them, so they know which ward each of them goes in, so that's put them into the different wards.
Who has the colour tag on them, the members of the Victorian Electoral Committee or the actual votes?
The votes, sorry.
Okay.
Explain that very well, good start. They then open the envelope. Remember, you had to sign the envelope, etc.
Yep.
And put yours in. So they make sure that they mark your name off the list. That's the first thing they do. Then they take the ballot paper out and put it in a pile. So they'll have piles, thousands of them, per ward. I think they expect about 20-odd thousand votes per ward.
Wow.
And then they'll key each of those ballot papers into a computer system. So, you're 1 to 11 or 1 to 8 or 1 to 13, depending on which ward you're in. And it'll then determine if there's anyone that's got enough votes to be elected on first preferences. So you have to get, because there's three candidates, this is where it gets a bit complicated, three candidates, you have to get 25% plus one vote.
Right.
To get in on first preferences. So if someone gets enough of those votes in the first round, they can be, declared a candidate or elected. And then some of their votes get distributed to the others.
Okay.
If that hasn't happened, then the person with the least amount of votes gets removed and their ballot papers get distributed to their second votes.
Wow.
But that all happens by the computer.
Right.
Once they've keyed it in, the computer can do all that.
Okay.
By them just managing that process.
I'm glad I didn't ask for the long version. Now, I just wanted to check they weren't done by hand. I could just imagine, Mary sitting there going, 15,237. You want a coffee, Mary? Oh, yeah, thanks. Hell, where was I? Oh God, one, two, three. Yeah, it wouldn't be great.
Yeah, it'd be that way.
Yeah. Free compost until the 7th of November. Tell us about it.
Everyone puts their green bin out, all right, and that gets picked up and taken away, and we probably don't see what happens to that much, but we're offering some of that to come back. So on Saturday the 7th of November, we're offering free compost collection from our Adam Street depot. You have to book for this, Robbo, so you can either get a 6x4 trailer load or a bagged compost, pre-bagged. You have to book online and by next Monday. I think if you go to our website, we'll be able to point you in the right direction as to how to book.
Okay.
Look on our Facebook page as well, but you have to book in. It's available through the Thistle Street entry.
Yes.
You'll have to have, obviously, identification and that sort of thing to show that you've booked, etc.
Yeah. While we're talking gardening and what have you, no tulip dig for 2020.
Yeah, just one of those things that got caught up in COVID restrictions, Robbo. We're really popular morning, this one, where we invite people to come along and dig up the tulips and take a bag home for their garden. We've dug them up ourselves this year, but we will make them available for sale later this year, hopefully this calendar year. So keep in touch with our Facebook page again for those that are very interested in that. That's a pretty popular event. It's a great display of tulips we have publicly, and then people can take them home and put them in their garden and spread the love around the city. So
yeah, lovely.
It's really good exercise.
So no tulips, man. Yeah, I can dig that.
you can't dig it this year.
I don't know, whatever I'm on, I don't know whether to take less or more. Now, on online workshop for reusable cloth nappies.
You'd remember reusable cloth nappies, Robbo?
Well, yeah, I was a bit of an instant man myself, yeah. Yep.
So it's pretty expensive if you use disposable nappies, and there is the choice of using reusable cloth nappies, and I think they've improved a lot over the years.
Yeah.
So there's an online workshop on Monday the 9th of November from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Where Fiona from Darlings Down Under is going to help people learn more about how to use cloth nappies and feel more confident in going about using that system rather than disposable ones.
Yes.
It's a big issue for our waste system and our landfills and so on, all these disposable nappies going into the landfill.
Very much so.
So on our Facebook page again, Robbo.
I don't have an issue with the cloth nappies. It's what's usually in them that is the major concern. And finally, and very quickly, the Heathcote Dog Park getting opening on Monday.
Yeah, so I think you spoke to Aaron Lindsay about this a few weeks ago, Robbo, which great initiative. Our dog parks have been really popular in the city of Bendigo, and now Heathcote's going to have one as of next Monday. So in Heriot Street, access by the O'Keefe Rail Trail, as well as a path into the town centre. Well located, fenced, water, all shade, all those things are available for it. So look forward to getting that open for the Heathcote community on Monday, and they'll certainly enjoy that, and so will their dogs.
Absolutely. Craig, as always, great to chat. Thank you for that, and we'll talk again next week.
Terrific. Good on you, Robert.